We Saved You a Seat is sponsored by the Oklahoma Family Network. Oklahoma Family Network focuses on supporting families of children and youth with special health care needs and disabilities, as well as families who have children with a mental health or behavioral health diagnosis. Oklahoma Family Network provides families with emotional support, resource navigation, parent-to-parent engagement opportunities, and wants to ensure quality health care for all children and families by building strong and effective family professional partnerships. Thank you so much for joining us today for part two of my conversation with Carter's mom, Charity, and sister, Cassie. We released this conversation in honor of World Down Syndrome Day, and I know Carter and his family hope you will celebrate this day to help bring awareness and education to the world on what Down syndrome is and how individuals with Down syndrome are valued in their communities. Thank you for joining us as our conversation is already in progress. So, Cassie, go ahead and tell me more about what it's been like to have Carter as part of your family. I know Charity mentioned earlier that he was kind of that miracle baby that we didn't even know we needed. So tell us a little bit about having Carter as part of your family.
Oh my gosh, he is crazy. I get constant FaceTime calls from him while I'm at college. And I'll be in class and I'll get a FaceTime call from his little iPad. And he just wants to sit there and talk and tell me about everything he did. Sometimes he even tattles on Charity and my dad because he's like, they got me in trouble. You can just tell he's just like tattling. It's the funniest thing. Or when we are home, he just wants to show us all of his stuff. He just wants to tell you everything. I recently brought my boyfriend home to meet Carter, and he just loves the heck out of my boyfriend. He just wants to show him everything. He wants to play with him the whole time. He's like, you're my best friend. It's the cutest thing. He just loves everyone. It doesn't matter who they are. He wants to be their best friend. It's really adorable.
That is. I absolutely love it. So out of curiosity, have you got involved in other organizations as far as for supporting siblings who have children with special needs?
I think what I've really been involved with is the DASCO that's been with my parents and with Carter. We've done the walks and all the things for him. He's very involved. And I recently saw his little fashion show that he did. That was adorable and everything.
DASCO really was after he was born, he was not quite a year yet. And they offer new parents breakfasts. And quite often, so we attended several of those new parents breakfasts. We got to meet other families with babies that have Down syndrome and just kind of have a welcoming into the community. DASCO does a really good job in advocating and inviting family members and those who have that has Down syndrome. So with Carter, you know, we're so used to he's just Carter. And we always forget that he even has Down syndrome because he's just here with us all the time until we go out to a supermarket or something and someone goes, oh, I have a little cousin with Down syndrome, or I have, you know, we're like, oh yeah, Carter has, you know, it's not something we think about all the time because he's just Carter to us. And he recently, Cassie mentioned the fashion show he was in. So DASCO and Nash Fashion collaborated together and did a fashion show. And individuals, there were many, many individuals and family members who were the models of this fashion show. And it was a charity event to help raise funding for DASCO. DASCO is a nonprofit organization, and they do help a lot of people in our community. And so every year, we work with our kids. Our kids work with their friends, and we sell T-shirts, and we have a hashtag Team Carter. We come up with a design every fall, and we go down to the Botanical Gardens. It's the DASCO Fall Festival awareness walk. They do a 5K, and we just kind of walk a couple blocks around near the Botanical Gardens together. There's a lot of family food. There's a lot of family events, a lot of food, there's music, and we're really just raising the funds for DASCO, nonprofit organization. What we also do each year is World Down Syndrome Day. So trisomy 21 is the term for Down syndrome, the medical term. And so they chose March 21st because of the tri. It's the third month, and it's the 21st chromosome that has been triplicated. So World Down Syndrome Day, and if you look at a chart of chromosomes, and you kind of they look like pairs of socks. And so each year we wear wild, odd, crazy socks to spread awareness on World Down Syndrome Day. And you know, our kids being in high school, they really involved a lot of their friends with that because a lot of their friends have gotten to know Carter. So last year, our son Trevor was he's on the baseball team. He's on the baseball team again this year. His Coach Mounts, had Carter come. He was invited to come. They had a game that day. It was a home game, and they were playing against Crescent Tigers. And they invited Carter to throw the first pitch on that day. So the entire team wore crazy socks. And also the Crescent Tigers, the opposing team, they all wore crazy socks too. So although, you know, we're competing against each other, we're also coming together as communities on World Down Syndrome Day. He was also brought, they put him on the news for that. So we were like, oh my gosh, Carter's on the news already, and he's only 4 years old.
Had friends on the Crescent team, they didn't know about the crazy socks. And I told them, and they were like, oh my gosh. And they texted their coach and they told him about the crazy socks. And they all were like, we're wearing them, we're wearing them. Cause I told them they were for Carter and they're a town over, but they all had met Carter and knew him too. So both teams got to wear them and it was really fun.
And Cassie actually got to stand out there on the mound with Carter. I tend to be in the background a lot. I love to be in the back. Carter makes us be social, forces us to be social. But Cassie did so good. She brought him out there, out on the mound, and she was able to help him throw the first pitch.
I'm over here just crying just because I love the community that you guys have helped start and create. Because I mean, both of y'all mentioned that really you didn't have somebody with Down syndrome in your world before Carter. And yet you have introduced and changed a world, starting with just your community, with your family, and then in your community, and now bringing him into the world of just awareness and conversation. And I love that. I'm just emotional because of the impact that we
We
can.
have been so blessed within our caching community. Within the school, I have a group text with so. He is part of the special education program. So he has a speech therapist, an occupational therapist, a physical therapist, his special education teacher. He has a paraprofessional that follows him throughout the day and kind of helps him. And they've all become part of our family. And I thank them constantly. I'm like, thank you for being part of Team Carter. Thank you for loving him. Thank you for helping him become an individual. I mean, I can't tell you how grateful we are that he has a family at school that just loves him. And we see that, and the proof of that is his growth, his communication, his desire to be independent. You know, they work so hard with him on being independent. Sign language, he's got a little communication device where we're still working on words. His favorite word is no. He tells us no quite a bit and he knows it very well. To him, no is a full sentence. And he was about 4 when he finally started saying mom. He said dad from the get-go. As soon as he learned to start talking, everything was about dad, dad. He's a very big daddy's boy. We've got pictures of our siblings around the house, and he goes and he looks at them and he points at Cassie and he'll go sis, sis. He's trying to say sissy. He'll point at Becca and he'll say boo. We call her Becca Boo. And then he's working on Trevs and Michael. But really our girls are, you know, he loves FaceTiming them constantly, randomly too. I mean, if it's time to go to bed, he's trying to FaceTime him and be mad that we're forcing him to go to bed.
That is hysterical. So, I mean, he's just We should all learn how to use no as a full sentence, right? I mean, we've got much to learn from Carter there. So, okay, so Cassie, he calls you sis. Is that what he calls you?
He calls me Sissy. That's always been like my kind of sister name is Sissy.
And he's working really hard trying to get that down for you.
Yeah. He's got the sis.
Okay, so walking back, you actually stood on the mound and helped him throw out the first pitch. And it sounds like you knew people from both sides of the team. And you were part of that crazy sock thing for the entire both squads for the baseball team. I mean, that's impressive. I mean, that's different. That's making a difference. That's bringing awareness. You're an advocate in the community. I mean, beyond just your community of Cashin. I think that is so cool.
Yeah, I grew up with a lot of people in that area. So some of them have like over time moved over to that other town. So we just kind of knew them. And I mentioned it to them literally the day before the game. I saw them all and they were asking about the game. They were like, "Oh, are you excited?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to be on the mound." And they were like, "What are you talking about?" Some of them didn't have any idea what Cashin was doing because they were coming to our town. And I t explained it to them, and they were like, "Oh, we're telling everyone to wear socks. We had no idea it was for Carter." And they were really excited. So that was really exciting to see that they all showed up with socks too.
And that's got to be meaningful for you guys as a family to feel supported. Tell me about the walk. When is the walk? Can people just randomly show up and be a part of the walk, or do you have to register? Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We welcome everyone and we love to grow our team. So we work with a local t-shirt gal here in Cashin who does our t-shirts. She's amazing, Rebecca Blay. So we wear matching t-shirts for Team Carter. Dasco does sell team shirt or t-shirts as well for Dasco. We all have a goal of how much we want to raise, and all of the funding goes to Dasco directly. It supports Dasco programs. So this year, I believe it's in September. I'll have to take a look. They usually have it September, October time in the fall, but we welcome everyone, and we really love growing our team. And throughout the year, this will be our 5th year attending. I remember being our very first year when Carter was just a baby. I remember being kind of nervous about attending the event. But really, it's so welcoming and warming to see other families who are like Carter and like us that have a family member or a loved one with Down syndrome. How we can all come together, not knowing each other, but become family immediately because we are together. One other thing is, that I wanted to mention is that Down syndrome is not an illness or a disease. It's not contagious. It's a genetic condition. It's not hereditary. And those with Down syndrome, we feel just like the four-leaf clovers that are grown in the field. They are all sown and grown under the same sunlight in the same soil. But sometimes there's that four-leaf clover that is among the three-leaf clovers. And that is known to be a lucky clover. So when you find that clover, people believe you're going to have good luck that day. So just like Down syndrome, born exactly the same way, he just has that extra chromosome, they call us the lucky few. So, I mean, it really, having someone and knowing someone with Down syndrome really is more of a blessing and not anything to be scared of. Or if you ever have a diagnosis and you're thinking of aborting your baby, you could be giving up the biggest blessing of your life. But, we love and support those and families with Down syndrome.
Oh, I love the clover analogy, the four-leaf clover. Oh, wow, that is super powerful. Lucky. Crazy sock day on the 21st for Down Syndrome Awareness Day.
Yep. So March 21st is World Down Syndrome Day. It's on a Thursday, and it'll be our 5th year celebrating. And, Cassie, she's off in Tishomingo at school. Our other daughter is off in Denver at school. And then we have our two boys here. And I think we'll be on spring break that week. But, we go out, we'll eat dinner and wear the socks. We get t-shirts. Carter's t-shirt just came in. It said, "I'm the homie with the extra chromie." So we really, that's a special day to us that every year we look forward to because it really brings the community together. And there's a lot of family and friends here in Cashin that just love Carter and they celebrate and wear their socks as well. We have a lady, Christy, she has a cookie business, KG Creations, where she, for the last 2 years, I have brought, asked, I've tried to purchase cookies from her to that were shaped like a sock to give away to his class or to his teachers. And she always refuses payment. She goes, no, I want to support World Down Syndrome Day. So she makes a couple dozen cookies that are shaped like socks and odd socks, and Carter gets to pass them around to his classmates. So we really have a great community around here that supports our family and those with special needs.
Everything y'all have said today has been super impactful and wonderful and exactly what I was hoping to take away from a podcast, highlighting and celebrating the difference somebody with an extra chromosome has. So I am not going to stop here because Cassie, I want you to describe Carter to us, his likes, his dislikes. Charity described a little bit about him, but I want you to tell us about your brother, who he is as a person. Tell us about him.
He is super, super sassy. He, oh my gosh, we have a saying, like she was saying, when she was going to labor, it's like his time, it's Carter's day, it's his time. Now the saying is it's Carter's world and we're just living in it, which is so true. Because like she said, his favorite word is absolutely no. My boyfriend thought that was the funniest thing when he went over there because it was just no, no, no to everything. Even if he wanted something, sometimes he'd still say no because he just loves that word. He loves his toys and he loves to show everyone his toys. And he's so loving and he wants to be best friends with everyone. He'll just any friend that me and my siblings have ever brought over, if Carter sees them, he's just like, hi, and wants to just walk over and see them and be friends with them. And he wants to play with them. And it's just the sweetest thing ever. And he loves cooking so much. I love to watch the videos of him when he cooks since I can't be there while I'm at college. And his FaceTime calls are also the funniest thing ever. He's always either telling me about his day or he's being mischievous. So the last time I FaceTimed him, he took the iPad and snuck into the bathroom. And I heard Charity in the background, but he snuck away from her and he was trying to be mischievous and take things from the bathroom. And I had to text her and I was like, hey, I'm on FaceTime with Carter. And he's you should come find him because he's doing something. And she was like, oh no, he's just very mischievous. He knows what he's doing too. He'll laugh and like side eye you. And he's like, haha, do you see what I'm doing? Also when he was younger, me and my siblings, we would have to keep our doors closed to our bedrooms because if we didn't, he would go in there and he would steal our stuff and run around the house with it. And he would steal it as his own. And he thought it was the funniest thing ever. He's so loving. And one thing I remember that I did want to mention was, so my boyfriend, he's never been around anyone with Down syndrome. He doesn't have anyone in his home community that has Down syndrome. So I wasn't worried about him meeting Carter because he's really loving. But one thing I remember him asking is when Carter does FaceTime me, you know, he doesn't have all the words in the English language down. It's more noises and sign language and you just kind of have to know him to understand type of calls. And he asked me one time, like, how do you understand what he's saying and how do you like talk to him? Because it seems like when, especially like me and my sister and like my parents, when we talk to him, you can tell we're having a conversation, but a lot of people that don't know kind of wonder like, hey, how are you guys like talking? And if you really like sit and listen, you can really tell what he's saying. It's kind of usually a mixture of no, but it's, he knows a lot of sign language and you can tell with his sign language and his grunts and you kind of tell with his body language. And if you really sit and listen and not just focus on the fact it's not always words, if you really sit and listen and watch, you can really tell what he's saying. And he will tell you about his whole day. His whole entire day, and he'll tattle tale on everyone. He will. It's so funny, but he's just very mischievous, but also wants to be everyone's best friend, is really the best rundown of him.
That is amazing. That is a wonderful description. I am so glad you said all of that. And I love the communication piece too, because I think that sometimes people from the outside wonder, should I go have a conversation with 5-year-old Carter? Because maybe, what if I don't understand him? What would you say to people that are like, oh, should I go talk? Because I don't know if I'm going to understand everything that he needs or wants to say to me.
Yeah, definitely. Usually, like if you don't understand what he's saying, if he's talking about like an object, he'll like go get the object and like bring it to you. He's like, "This is what I'm telling you." And you're like, "Oh, okay." Or he'll like ask for something, and then if you don't understand from him like trying to explain it to you, he'll just walk up and point to it. He'll be like, want that." And he uses some sign language too, like want and more and no and stop and all sorts of words for sign language he's been learning at school and with charity and everything else. So I would suggest everyone to try to have a conversation with him. It's never a waste of time. It's always something interesting.
Oh my gosh, that is perfect. It's never a waste of time to stop and have a conversation with Carter. Okay, so Charity, in Oklahoma, we have a large Native culture, a large Native community. And so you were originally from, but you mentioned your family in Alaska. And so Native Alaskan, and you are part of a, I'm not even sure, because it's not what we think of as our American Indian here, our Native American Indian here. But I want you to address maybe some of your culture that you've brought to Oklahoma from Alaska. And I don't know, maybe say some wonderful things in your native tongue, in your native language.
So I am originally from Alaska. The Army took me out of Alaska and brought me here to Oklahoma. I am Inupiaq, which is Eskimo, and in the Northwest region from a town called Norvik, Alaska. That's where my mom was born and raised. My mom was Barbara Curtis. My grandma was Violet Pungalik. And when we introduce ourselves and we're meeting other family members, we always mention, my parents are Michael and Barbara Curtis. My Anna was Violet Pungalik, and we just talk about our lineage as introduction. Uvlalakdak, good morning. My name is Songak, which is my Inupiaq name or Inuit. We say Inupiaq, but a lot of people hear the word Inuit. And moving to Oklahoma, when I first stepped off the airplane, subconsciously, I was so used to seeing mountains all the time. And stepping off that airplane and just seeing flat, it took me a while to get used to that flatness and adjust to that, because it was culture shock for me. But a lot of the foods that we try to go back and visit every other year or so and bring back some of the foods that we eat, salmon, like smoked salmon type strips, muck duck, which is whale, and berries, a lot of blueberries. I grew up a subsistence lifestyle. My dad hunted moose and caribou growing up, so we ate a lot of that. And then in the fall time, we did a lot of berry picking for blueberries. And I always forget the English word from upbeaks, but cloudberries. I had to think about it. They look like raspberries, but they're orange. They're called cloudberries. So we try to bring. I have some of that blueberry jelly in my fridge right now that I was gifted back when I was visiting, and I try to eat it sparingly because we don't have that often. But like for example, yesterday I had made some here in Oklahoma, there's a lot of deer hunting, and so I'll kind of incorporate that deer into a type of dish that we eat that would be substituted for like caribou in Alaska or moose. So that was our dinner last night, and Michael and Trevor, I mean, there's never any leftovers. So they love that. But no matter where we're at, whether I'm here or in Alaska, we're being around our family has really been, important. My sister, Jenna, actually, she came to visit us about 4 years ago during the summer. They had a home built in Wasilla, Alaska, and they came to visit us, and they were here for about, I think, 2, 3 weeks. And several months later, I got a text from her saying, "Hey, we're putting our house on the market and we're moving to Cashin." What? So my sister moved from Alaska to Cashin. So it's been so amazing having my sister and my nieces and my nephews here, so close to us. And she has four kids, Jordan, Ezra, Aurora, and Barbara. And so having family here has been amazing. So her kids are just doing amazing and love the Cashin schools. And Ezra will come over, or they'll FaceTime me and say, "I saw Carter at school today. I gave him a hug at school today." So having cousins there in the elementary, that age so young, because his siblings are so far in age, the boys, he sees them at school. But they're in high school, and it's all one building because we're such a small community. But having sibling cousins his age has been amazing, and we're working and learning on sharing. So,
Aren't we all as adults even learning
yeah,
trying to learn that?
yeah. I remember, last year I was a senior at Cashin. I still remember being at school, and I had a class in my second hour of the day that allowed me to kind of go off and do my own thing. It was like a yearbook photography, so I'd go around the school and take pictures. And I remember his schedule aligned with mine. Carter's did. Because he would be going from the far end of the building from his pre-K to like his what is it called? His PE. So he'd be running across the school. So I would always catch him in the halls during my second hour. Like almost every day I'd catch him in the halls. And it didn't matter if I was having like a bad day or a good day. It was always a mood boost when I saw him because he was just so happy, so excited. And his aide knew me too. And I remember when he got a new aide. I think my junior year, senior year, she didn't know who I was. And he saw me across the school and he ran to go get me. I started running after him. And she was like, "Carter, no." And I was like, "No, it's okay. It's okay. He's my brother." And it was the funniest thing. He loves it when he sees his cousins and his siblings and everyone at school. It just makes him so happy. He's so cute.
Thank you for listening to this episode of We Saved You a Seat. Oklahoma Family Network promotes family-centered care and provides tools so families can make informed decisions, advocate for improved services, build connections among families, and serve as a trusted resource in health care of children and young adults. If you would like to become a supporting family or get in touch with another family, please contact Oklahoma Family Network at oklahomafamilynetwork.org or by calling 405-271-5072.